Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. We hope this finds you well as we enter a new week. Hopefully you were able to have some positive time over the weekend. In spite of the many challenges we're all facing, we have a long list of things to be thankful for. Think about it. If there was no COVID-19 virus in existence in this moment, and you were sitting comfortably in some pleasant place, mind cleared of clutter, what would you list as the thankful inventory in your life? Gratitude is central to whole living. Lives lived without gratitude are shadowed, murky, and inclined towards a glass-half-empty disposition. On the other hand, those who regularly express gratitude find they are more positive, optimistic, realistic, and healthy on multiple dimensions. I find that the most basic of things, those goods and services we mistakenly take for granted, are foundational to our society's well-being and resilience. Clean drinkable water, clean air, paved roads and highways, bridges and tunnels, electricity and fuel, to name a few. But what about those who serve us? Police, firefighters, emergency medical service, public health officials, and the healthcare industry, service workers. And then the oft unseen security services, the watchers on the wall, who stand guard over our nation and our interests near and far. And then there's our armed forces, our intelligence agencies, our disease mitigators, our overall and general safety services. Ladies and gentlemen, we have so much to be thankful for. So let's get to some straightforward statements about our current condition. Number one, we have a life-threatening virus running amok all over the world, yet it's close by in our own towns and neighborhoods. Number two, its damage is more impactful among the elderly and those with compromised health conditions, but it is not discriminating. It is also going after people of all ages who have contracted the virus and died. Number three, the resident uncertainty we're all experiencing is the perfect storm of several variables. Lack of or absence of effective readiness plans from various agencies expected to have such. Inadequate and inconsistent public health data on which to make informed decisions, aka there's too many versions of truth. The confusing communiques, frankly, coming from the White House in conflict with other authorities. And then there's the severe shortage of supplies across the healthcare industry. And lastly, an ambiguous policy response. All of these things have created this perfect storm of uncertainty among the American public. Number four, first and foremost, this is a public health crisis in the form of a pandemic. The economy is but one victim of the pandemic, but not the only one. Said another way, this isn't an economic problem, but an economic challenge resulting from this health emergency. Number five, many more people will contract the virus due to the absence of national action to prevent gatherings. States and municipalities and cities are, for the most part, being left to make their own decisions on what they'll do in the absence of a national mandate. Number six, in the absence of there being governmental science and healthcare community consensus around the facts and actions, we are left to make wise choices. And number seven, we therefore ask that all err on the side of caution and risk, that each makes the responsible choice to stay in, stay distant, stay safe, and stay relationally connected through calls, texts, and video for the next 2 to 3 weeks. What's it going to hurt you to do this? It might save lives. Folks, hang in there and let us know how we can best support you during this period. It's what Design Intelligence is here to do, to stand behind the built environment industry in all of its ways and means. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.